And you're listening to www.wbix.org, WBAI Radio in Exile. And just a moment ago, before we started listening to this lovely music, we're listening to Juan Gonzalez from last night's Concerned Friends General Meeting. And he had some very interesting points that he raised. I thought the $3 million point was rather interesting, and I really appreciated his making plain the reason for releasing the information about the Steve Viasco website. A lot of people are taking that information differently, and I appreciate him putting it in the context in which it was intended with regard to the Pacifica. And with regard to Pacifica and, the bigger picture, and not just a personal attack on somebody's proclivities. Let's see. What I'd like to play now is Amy Goodman. She had something to say last night. She had quite a bit to say. You know, she's got a bit to say. She is a journalist, and I'm fine journalists at that. Okay, I understand that she's a big mouth and she talks a lot. here's Amy just the same. Stay tuned. You're listening to www.wbix.org.
Have something called national treasures. These are people who are artists who they have deemed the national treasure in their field. I believe that Amy Goodman is our national treasure. Would you welcome Amy Goodman? That's why we're all here. I thought I'd start out by talking about what we've been doing this week at the Firehouse as we broadcast every day from Downtown Community Television, Engine House, Engine Company 31. What better place to be in the midst of a firestorm? It's a really wonderful place. It's wonderful to be able to go in there every morning and do our program in a harassment-free environment. I forgot what it felt like. But I'm incredibly sorry that WBAI is not broadcasting Democracy Now! As we do these historic, daily, hour-long live broadcasts from Durban, South Africa.
That's right.
WBAI has a choice to make, whether to air the daily programs. It's the only daily national show that is broadcasting an hour live from the UN World Conference Against Racism. Or they could play old reruns, sometimes speeded up, that include a new segment at the top of the show, apparently. Organization called Feature Story News that's in the Washington area, although they say on the air apparently from the Pacifica newsroom. They're not. They're broadcasting from an off-site location. They are non-union, and they are bringing you the news. It's the first time ever that Pacifica Radio has subcontracted out for an entire news feed from another entity. This one just happens to feed news stories to Fox and Voice of America as well. Well, I don't think Fox and Voice of America are interchangeable with Pacifica, at least not the Pacifica I knew. But this week, just to give you a sense of what we've been doing, last Friday we began live from Durban, South Africa, with the opening speech of Kofi Annan, the UN Secretary General, at the UN World Conference Against Racism. Then we went to young people around the world who had gathered for a youth NGO conference before the big meeting in Durban. We had a young man on from St. Vincent, a Haitian-American, someone on who is Maori from New Zealand, as well as other people from New York and Chicago, talking about their view of racism and how it affects their lives. We also had Deepa Fernandez on that day. She did a piece in The Last Village Voice, Toxic Tour, What's Going On in South Durban, the whole issue of environmental racism, and it was wonderful to hear her again on Democracy Now! She was driven out of WBAI. She lost her program Behind the News. She had been a producer, hired as a producer for Democracy Now!, but the executive director did not want to sponsor her. She had to. She had a simple routine matter, an immigration matter, referring to her as an illegal alien, and ultimately she was driven out. And part of the work rules that were handed down to me ultimately were that I could be punished up to firing if I worked with volunteers. And Deepa, because she was then unhired, because as I saw it, well, it's what they said, she was an illegal alien, as they said. She couldn't even, we were told by the National Program Director, Steve Yasko, she was not allowed to be in our office. Now, I understand that Pacifica was built by thousands of people, millions of listeners around the country, on the whole idea of volunteerism, of people coming from all walks of life, all professions, all different places, the community, into this station and together running it. Some of the people paid, most of them not, but that was not the distinction between us. And suddenly we were being told, no volunteers, and if I dared, I would be fired. But it was wonderful to have Deepa back on again, describing what South Durban was like and the struggles of the people there to clean up their communities. And then this past Monday, it was Labor Day, so we had a great Labor Day special. We had John Sweeney on, president of the AFL-CIO. He had begun a tour in Los Angeles. We had on the South African Democratic Teachers Union talking about why there was a general strike last Thursday in South Africa against privatization. And we had on leaders of union in Toronto talking about why tens of thousands of them were out on the streets on Labor Day. On Tuesday, we had reaction to the fact that the United States had pulled out of the UN World Conference. With Tom Goldtooth, head of the Indigenous Environmental Network. He lives in the headwaters of the Mississippi in northern Minnesota. He had the indigenous NGOs were the first to learn of this because they were meeting with the U.S. when they were told in an hour we'll be announcing we're pulling out. We then went to, on Wednesday, had a wonderful conversation about reparations with Umberto Brown and Viola Plummer. I really wish that WBAI would have broadcast these programs. And we had three Dalits on, so-called untouchables from India, who were at the UN World Conference. There were 200 of them representing 16% of the Indian population. We also today, well, actually the Daily Challenge of today talks about it, had Jesse Jackson and Danny Glover on at the end of the program, the speech that Desmond Tutu gave yesterday at the UN World Conference Against Racism. But we had an extended conversation with Reverend Jackson and Danny Glover. And in when Jesse Jackson was leaving, he was going off to the townships, unsolicited, he said it was not right for the U.S. to walk out of the conference. It was unnecessary for Israel to walk out, he said. And Pacifica, as the access voice for racial and gender equality, should not walk out, but should open the airwaves and let people, let the Pacifica family hear these words. They were condemning the fact that Pacifica has blocked the daily live broadcast of Democracy Now! To Pacifica stations and affiliates around the country. Danny Glover also spoke out And he said, the fact that Pacifica is not broadcasting democracy now is appalling. I do have to say, however, every station can make a decision about whether they want to run Democracy Now!, and I'm very sorry about the choice that the general manager at WBAI, Utrice Lead, has made not to run this program. KPFA, the first Pacifica station, has made a different choice, and every day they broadcast live from Durban, South Africa, Democracy Now!, as have the vast majority of the Pacifica affiliates around the country, including WJFF in the Catskills and stations around the country. They are all broadcasting Democracy Now!, not WBAI. And that is the new WBAI. We even have the unusual development of the last week where the Pacifica board, six people, that's the majority of the Pacifica board, wrote Bessie Wash, the executive director of Pacifica, a letter ordering her to resume the broadcast of Democracy Now!, allowing us to broadcast from DCTV, from the firehouse, while the situation at WBAI de-escalates, as while the on-air attacks, personal attacks, as well as the situation off the air is investigated, that we should be allowed to broadcast from an off-site, safe location. But Bessie Wash, the executive director, Steve Yasko, the program director, have defied the orders of even their own Pacifica board, and they have not only refused to allow Pacifica to broadcast, block the broadcast, but they are threatening stations that run it. Though that hasn't affected the vast majority of the stations who are committed to the real Democracy Now! And KPFK, Roy of Hollywood, who does an all-night show every night, has been there for more than 20 years, started to broadcast the program every morning from 5 to 6. He was threatened with a legal letter for doing that, doing what he thought was in the Pacifica tradition. I think we can get Pacifica back, though. I think that Democracy Now! Will be heard on WBAI again, and I think that Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash will be building bridges on WBAI again. I think Bob Lederer and Kathy Davis will be doing health action on WBAI again. I think Bernard White will be doing Wake Up Call with Janice K. Bryan and Errol Maitland. I think that they're all going to be there. I think Errol hopefully will continue with WBAX.org, but also be inside the station, because that is what counts. That Robert Knight will be back, and Robert Knight has been outside again, one of the two dozen or so fired and banned at WBAI Radio. His program, Earthwatch, canceled about a month ago as he walked into the station to broadcast his tapes from Tulia, as he was exposing on the ground the drug war against people of color in this country, in this case, Tulia, Texas. In the last weeks, Robert has made public a very painful tape, a recording of what happened to us in the studio at the beginning of February when we were in the studio, the last of those who were not fired or banned from Wake Up Call. When I was co-hosting at that point, Clayton Riley had replaced Bernard White. And another listener had called in, this time with a nasty remark, and Clayton had referred to them as one of Amy's army. And Robert, and I will always thank him for doing this, came in to defend me, and said, you know that that is not the case, and the things that that suggests. And Clayton had the program go to music, and he moved in on Robert, and he said, stop kissing the ass of that white bitch, you slave, you Nubian. Robert was then, though I reported this to my superior, my supervisor, Steve Yasko, as well as to Utrice Lead. Immediately, Robert was brought into Utrice Lead's office with Clayton Riley, and there he was physically assaulted by Clayton Riley. A very serious situation in Utrice Lead's presence. These are very serious situations. being called a bitch in that case and then being called a chick on the air in the last month, that was a public affairs director who was put in place by Yatrice Leed in June. He was castigating African-American community activists who refused to go on during between the hours of 9 and 10 when Democracy Now! Was preempted during the fundraising drive. And he said, you know, they say they're in the tradition of Malcolm X and they're just afraid to offend this white chick. Well, these kind of comments, I think, are very demeaning, misogynistic comments. I don't want little girls to hear women referred to as chicks and bitches. I don't want little boys to think that that's okay. And the day that I was referred to in that way, it just so happened that my supervisor, Steve Yasko, was in the station, and my after lawyer, Representative Kim Roberts, came in. We had to deal with Mr. Yasko in, for another situation. He wanted me to have lunch with a Pacifica colleague. My after rep objected, and he said, don't worry, it's on the Pacifica dime. I want you to have lunch. I think sharing a meal with someone is more intimate than having sex. My after rep said that that was very inappropriate to say. He disagreed. And we brought up the issue of just a few hours earlier, mine having been called a chick. He said it depended on the context, that comment being made. She said if someone had called her a black chick, it wouldn't depend on the context, and it didn't depend on the context calling me a white chick. No investigation was ever done. As in the other instances, Anthony Sloan, who's just been amazing, our engineer and music maestro at the firehouse every morning. With leaving the station one day in February, Clayton Riley confronted him there. It created such a fuss that Yatrice Lee came out of her office, the arts director came out of his office, and as Anthony tried to defuse the situation by going to the elevator and leaving, Clayton followed him, and in front of everyone said, I could have someone break your legs for $400. Anthony then, soon after that, called his supervisor, who is Steve Yasko, the national program director, and he said it was none of his business, that situation. We have nowhere to turn. If these kind of comments are okay, these kind of verbal and physical threats are okay, and then things, not surprisingly, have escalated because all of this is condoned. So when does it stop? It is only encouraged. And so what happened on August 10th and 13th happened on August 10th. I was physically assaulted by Yatrice Leed. And the situation was that I had come in. I was at the station. I had walked by the program director's office with Chris Abrams, producer of Democracy Now!, and we saw two of the staff newly installed by the general manager in the program director's office. Bernard Sings were still there. They were going through them. They were reading his stuff to each other. And I looked in and I said, you shouldn't be going through Bernard's possessions. I know that he hadn't gotten all of his possessions back from the station. You know, when he was got a letter that said he'd been fired, he'd been told that if he came to the station, he would be considered a trespasser. So I said, you shouldn't be going through things. And Marjorie Moore, who was going through them, said, if he wanted them, he's had plenty of time to come get them. I said, you know he's not allowed. He'd be arrested if he came to the station. And they just continued. And I was looking in. Nothing I could do there. I went back to my office. I got a camera. I thought at least I could document it. It's sort of, I'm in that business, you know. So I went back and I simply took a picture, at which point Yatrice Leed came up behind me, ripped the camera out of my hand, said she was going to develop the photographs, that I wouldn't be getting the camera back. And I just stood my ground and I said, please give my camera back. I want my camera back. We went into the assistant manager's office and it was there that she shoved me. I maintained my balance and I said, don't manhandle me. Don't do that. And she started to mock me. She left the office. We went down to her office. I asked again for my camera. She took several pictures of me. I was refusing to give it back. Finally, slammed the door on me, opened it again, gave me the camera, closed it, and I said, you know it's wrong to be going through Bernard's things, to have the staff rifling through his possessions. And she said, how do you know that, although she was there as they were doing it? And I said, well, because I was watching. You know that. I witnessed it. And she said, yeah, just like you witnessed the massacre in East Timor. Anyway, at that point, we knew it was time to leave, and Chris and I left and We wrote up what had taken place and sent it to management. Of course, as usual, not getting a response, came into the office on Monday morning on August 13th, just trying to do the program, although I had weighed whether to come in at all because I did not think it was a safe place. The hostility was so enormous, and now the verbal threats had escalated into physical violence. They'd already taken the key from me from BAI a while before. I was not granted a new key for the new security system, so I have to knock on the door, both my office as well as the station. And I was greeted by the operations director and Marjorie Moore, the morning show host, and they were shouting at me, saying I should deny what took place on Friday. I went to the office. Brad Simpson, the other producer, was there. We tried to work. They came in. They were shouting. So Brad went out and went to the office, closed the door, whereupon they took the master key to the station, and they opened our door and continued the verbal assault on us. We did the show, and we said, this is it. We have no safe place, and we're leaving, and that's why we left the station. And so we're broadcasting from the firehouse. I think there are probably two reasons why Pacifica has cut off the broadcast, suspended us without pay. They are that we are now in a safe place, and it is technically superior to being at WBAI, the substandard studio we're often thrown into, even the master control studio. Safe and a well-equipped studio to be able to broadcast Democracy Now. Fortunately, most of the country is able to hear the program. I really hope WBAI will go back to airing Democracy Now. Each station prides itself on being autonomous. Clearly, KPFA has made their decision and stood by it and enabled most of the Pacifica affiliates to get this program. I hope WBAI will make the same decision. Over the last few days, I learned about my supervisor's websites. The reason that they're so disturbing to me, one of them, because for months, last year, AFTRA filed a gender harassment claim against Steve Yasko on my behalf because of the level of hostility and harassment against me. It's only escalated. And as I told you, those kind of terms that are used to demean women, never investigated, never challenged that kind of environment. And I go to this website and I see those very words being used. You click on Hillary Clinton. The website has a photograph of him at the top, and you go down and he introduces himself and says that he had the good fortune to meet Hillary Clinton. You click on her and it brings you to the youngest women on the web. It brings you to things that say things like the hottest live teen shows on the net. Prepare yourself for the youngest teens allowed by law. You can look at a barely legal video yearbook. You can actually get a girl, naked girl. I don't know how old they are. They sure don't look like women to me, sent to your email address every single day, and they talk about college bitches, etc. So no wonder there was no objection to being called a bitch. Well, I don't think that's acceptable. I don't think misogyny is acceptable. I don't think that kind of hate language is. And when you scroll to the bottom and you click on the dish book, the first posting on this bulletin board, not saying he has written it, I don't know who has, but he certainly has control over his website, is some kind of pornographic fantasy about me. This is my supervisor, the man who has power over what happens to me, the man who I have filed a gender harassment grievance against, who has allowed this kind of environment to go unchallenged and has been very much a part of that. Yes, I am very disturbed about what is happening at Pacifica, the number two man in the network, and in every single case that we've talked about, the threat against each one of us on Democracy Now, not to mention our concern about what's happened to everybody else, the banned and the fired at WBAI. Each time we raised this, I not only raised it to my supervisor, but to Betsy Wash, the executive director, and frequently to the board of directors to let them know every step of the way what we were facing and asking them for there to be some kind of accountability. Who would be responsible for this level of really dismantling of the Pacifica principles that we have all contributed to, built, prided in ourselves, tried to protect? It is a very difficult time for all of us, but the silver lining is that you're all here and continue to be, as the voices that you have come to know and love have been locked out for so many months, and yet the numbers continue to grow. I think it means that Pacifica is alive and well, maybe yet outside the bricks and mortar of the spaces that are rented or bought around the country. But this is where Pacifica lives right now, and I do believe that we'll all be able to go back in very soon. Ultimately, it all depends on you. I've always said we're broadcasting from the studios of the Band and the Fired. Now we're broadcasting live from New York and Durban, South Africa. Democracy now in exile. Democracy now breaking the sound barrier. Unfortunately, at this point, barriers put in place by the current Pacifica management. But they are not Pacifica. We are Pacifica. Thanks very much.
And you're listening to www.bix.org, WBAI Radio in Exile. And we've got on the line... Cecil Williams.
Good morning, Cecil. How is it in Durban this morning?
Good morning, Cecil. How is it in Durban?